people experience in the universities is then reinforced, of course, by the media, by the cultural establishment, by the churches. And specifically, it is the morality and way of looking at the world of the classes that are sheltered from the market by the circumstance that they live from taxes.
Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged. The result you can see. Most of the people who graduated in the 60s are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. The psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it. When a military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C. There must be a very strong effort to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, welfare state. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger of that development, nothing ever can help United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom.
Happy Liberation Day. Donald Trump's worldwide tariffs against everybody.
Tariffs on China could get as high as 245%. That is your top D.C. daily headline for April 16th.
Happy is going to liberate America, don't you know? You feel like you've been liberated? I feel like I've been lubricated. And just a couple of days in, we're going to suspend that. We're going to delay that for 90 days, except the Chinese, because the Chinese put 130% tariff on. Welcome to Liberation Day.
You see, back in March, kind of whistling along here, nothing really happening, kind of going up in a little trend here. We're all pretty bullish. The economy is looking pretty darn good. And then we start, well, maybe the tariffs are going to impact the economy. Then we get to Liberation Day, and it's boo, Wile E. Coyote. But since that time, we have had massive volatility. Why? Because it's really revolving around the tariffs. Now, the volatility, I'm not saying the economy, but this big move down is because the tariffs were a lot bigger than expected. And then we get this, oh, just joking, we're going to pull back some of the tariffs or do a 90-day freeze, and stock market rips higher. And then it's like, yeah, well, that uncertainty is still in the market, so then the market tanks. Then we get Trump coming out and saying, yes, we are going to pause 90 days. The market goes up by the highest amount we've ever seen in human history, at least on the NASDAQ. And then we get more uncertainty. So we're just going back and forth and back and forth in this game of ping pong based on what is happening in the headlines with the Trump tariffs.
Donald Trump, please, plays dealmaker over the world trade. And got everything screwed up. Of course, prices are going to go up anyway because of that. And stock market, now, most people don't have anything in the stock market. And a vast majority of people, if they do have it in there, is tied up in a 401k or some sort of government-regulated retirement plan. And so they're stuck in there anyway, in a pension plan or whatever. So, you know, they're losing money, but there's not much they can do about it, because if they take it out, the government's going to penalize them anyway, and the government always wins. But Trump is here. calling for lower rates, need lower rates to make a boost to the economy and all. Well, lower rates have given us this problem that we have now called inflation, because lower rates incentivizes malinvestment and printing of more money, borrowing more and more and more. $37 trillion in national debt. Whoever owes that, I don't know where I owe a damn dime of it. I didn't vote for none of that shit. Anybody that tells you you owe part of it, where? Well, I didn't sign up for it. Show me where I signed a contract with this crap. Trump said he's going to be the president of peace. Peace president. He wants a peace prize and all. Nobel Peace Prize. Piece of crap prize like Obama and all. Well, what does he do? He goes and starts bombing the hell out of Yemen because they're protesting and stopping all ships going to Israel because of Israel's genocide. Now, Donald Trump supported the genocide before he was even president. Just like his predecessor, Sleepy Joe Biden, did. Give BB Net and Boo Boo anything and everything he wants to kill as many Palestinians as he can. As many Semitic people as possible. Because the Jews of Israel are not Semitic. They're Eastern Europeans. They're Ashkenazis. So how can you be anti-Semitic when you're against Zionism out of Eastern Europe? Net and Boo Boo and his gang of terrorists. That's where terrorism came from. Well, they blew up their own people in the King David Hotel many, many moons ago, performing all kinds of terrorist acts, trying to blame it on the Muslims and all.
After a bomb explosion caused by terrorists on the British headquarters at Jerusalem, one entire corner of the King David Hotel, a building of 7 stories, was razed to the ground. The stone floors were cut clean.
In scenes eerily reminiscent of New York 55 years later, the Jerusalem bomb was the beginning of terrorism as a media event, designed to capture the world's attention.
The latest casualty list included 65 killed, 47 injured.
The perpetrators, Zionist Jews, members of Menachem Begin's Irgun terrorist network. Begin, who would one day become Prime Minister of Israel, described this tactic as turning Palestine into a glass house where the entire world was looking in.
I think it was one of these acts of violence that ahead of its time, I mean, an era before CNN, before instantaneous news, was choreographed precisely to attract international attention.
We were a minority, but we were a minority with the clear ideology that we must have a Jewish state to rebuild the state which was existing many, many hundreds of years ago.
The bombing of the King David Hotel was perhaps one of the most significant terrorist incidents of the 20th century. For many decades, it actually held the infamous record of having killed the largest number of people.
In a fight for liberty, you have always those who are more, call them extreme, or more adamant, or call them staunch, and they want it immediately, not to wait for the...
And then you see them funding Hamas and making backroom deals and payoffs with the PLO and all. These people are just as much criminals as any other organization, perhaps more than any other organization on the planet. And Donald Trump stand right with them. Hell, they bailed him out more than once through bankruptcies. He's not a businessman. He's a good real estate guy. But when it comes to making money, this guy, one of the 4 casinos went broke, bankrupt. The real April Fools is April 15th. That's when the fools pay. That's when the fools pay their extortion fee. Because the government says so. The government says so. The government says so. And you call yourself free. You dumbass, you're a slave. You're a slave. April Fool's Day. April 15th is April Fool's Day. You're a fool if you believe that taxation is not theft. If you believe their lies. If you believe government is the answer to every problem. And if you elect just the right people, that government will be a benevolent organization, to which it never can be. It's as anti-human as the devil itself. In good news, we had the state of Utah signed into law a ban on all fluoride in municipal water.
Many communities across the country, they're tapping out on having fluoride in their public water systems. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has long been a fluoride skeptic, says it needs to be removed. Now Utah is making waves over this and could actually become the first state to fully ban adding fluoride from its drinking water. But there's major pushback on the state's proposed ban. News Nation Now anchor Anna Koyman joins us with more. So, Anna, Utah could set a precedent with this. I mean, what's behind this new push?
Yeah, fluoride, Markey, is in public water systems all across the country. And now there's a growing chorus against it, including our HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Utah may be the first state to lead the way. Why? Well, it's looking to become the first state to prohibit cities from adding fluoride into their water supply. So here's why. For the last century, it has been seen as one of the greatest public health achievements because it prevents tooth decay. But new research is showing a link between high fluoride levels and lowered IQ in children. Supporters of this ban, even including some doctors now, are saying that choosing tooth decay prevention over brain health is not worth the risk.
Adding fluoride to the water supply is not the answer for preventing and treating cavities. And in fact, it could be very definitely contributing to things like hypothyroidism, a lower IQ in children. And the levels are too high. The amount that we're getting, we're exposed to, and children are exposed to on a day-to-day basis, that's where we run into problems.
So a few months ago, a federal judge ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to issue regulations saying, quote, fluoridation of water at 0.7 milligrams per liter, the level presently considered optimal in the United States, is a risk he says is big enough for the EPA to need to act. Now, the judge adding this, that about 200 million Americans are getting drinking water with fluoride that's been added intentionally. According to the CDC, that's almost 73% of the U.S. population who use a community water source, so the majority of us. Now, on the flip side, fluoride supporters say those studies are alarmist and a ban would prey on the poor.
We have a high level of tooth decay that is causing a lot of problems for the children in the community, and we would love to get the water fluoridated to get us up to levels with most of the United States.
The amount of fluoride in community water systems is a really teeny tiny amount, 0.7 milligrams per liter, but that little bit is all we need to keep our teeth good and strong.
Well, the nonprofit Fluoride Action Network shows us at least 4.2 million people are already living in communities without fluoridated tap water. Markey, if Utah's Governor Spencer Cox signs this fluoride ban, as many anticipate that he will, that number will certainly go up, and that ban could take effect in Utah in May.
Yeah, so the problem is, you know, with folks that are against this is that we're swallowing it, right? Because you think about brushing your teeth with fluoride toothpaste, you think about the fluoride rinse at the dentist, and you spit those out. So is that the problem? Is this just that we're drinking the water every day?
It's also the amount of it. You know, when fluoride was put into the public water systems, everybody wasn't using toothpaste that had fluoride in it as well. My dentist has actually recommended we use non-fluoride toothpaste at our house.
Wow.
And maybe that's why.
I tried that
before.
And my teeth got too sensitive, so I've stuck with the fluoride. But really,
and this has been a battle going on for decades now, culminating in a judge's ruling that the EPA and the FDA go back and find out what is acceptable, what is the maximum amount of fluoride that should be in water to begin with, that should be consumed by a person. The risk reward, the benefits and risk analysis. Many municipalities are already moved to get rid of fluoridation in their water. It looks like from multiple studies now, reputable studies, that fluoride in small amounts reduces IQ, makes bones brittle. Now, the thing about the fluoridation of water is there's no choice at all. You have no choice as to whether your water is fluoridated or not coming into your house. And you can go down to the store and you can buy fluoridated toothpaste or not fluoridated toothpaste. But you have no choice when it comes to your municipal water source. This is a problem in America. Consent, informed consent. Then there's a problem of dosing. How much dose of fluoride is good? Cumulative over time. Think about it. If you're using municipal water that's fluoridated, you're washing your clothes in it. You're washing your butt in it. You're drinking water out of it. You're showering. Everything. Your kids are ingesting it. Then think about your grocery store and your convenience store. Just think about the soda pops. The soda pops are using municipal sources. There's fluoride in there. You got fluoride in everything. So what do you do? Fluoridated water. How you do with a dose of it?
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in town today, applauding multiple new laws here in Utah, in step with the Make America Healthy Again initiative. He focused on Utah's new law banning fluoride from public water systems. It's a move drawing intense opposition as well. News Specialist Andrew Adams live now with more on the story. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, yeah, dental health advocates have blasted that new law, saying it flies in the face of decades of established science. Well, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says there's newer research that paints a concerning picture about fluoride.
I hope we recognize what an amazing day it is for Utah.
Inside a secure building at the U of U.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy, Administrator Zeldin. Thank you so much for your time.
Top Trump administration officials applauded Utah.
It has emerged as the leader in making America healthy again.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said banning fluoride from public water supplies is a move he supports.
Now we know that there is no systemic advantage, zero systemic advantage, and that the only advantage comes from topical application.
Kennedy pointed to recent research that found negative health effects from fluoride, including reduced IQ in children. And the EPA's administrator said that agency has also taken note.
So what EPA is going to do is go back and look at these studies that have come out since July of 2024, and we're prepared to act based on these science.
Simply changing Utah's law wasn't without opposition. Dentists and doctors pointed to decades of accepted science behind fluoridated water providing dental and health benefits.
I do feel like there is some science doubting here.
Advocates today said there will be a net cost to Utah families.
We think the impact with the increase in decay will cause more children to be out of school. It'll cause more people to not be working.
Science indicates that it affects kidney health, it affects liver health.
Kennedy says he believes the benefit of removing fluoride from water supplies will become evident in time.
I'm very, very proud of this state for being the first state to ban it, and I hope many more will come.
Well, Utah lawmakers said today the new law will give families the opportunity to choose whether or not that they want supplemental fluoride. They also pointed out that the law makes it easier for families to obtain fluoride through a prescription.
So as more and more people wake up to the lies that the government tells you, and the little people that are following the guidelines and protocols without asking any questions and putting poison into the water, when they start to wake up, are they going to get angry and righteously angry against the people at the higher levels of government that are doing this in order to have us chronically ill and control the population? So we got Donald Trump all of a sudden pushing the Real ID Act, you know, where they're going to have a national ID. And Christy Noem, the great Christy Noem, comes out, Homeland Security czar, I guess you call her, and now come out and says, in May, you have to have a real ID or you can't fly.
Hi, I'm Christy Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a real ID. Starting May 7th, you will need a real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings in the United States. These IDs keep our country safe because they help prevent fraud and they enhance security. Please do your part to protect our country. Go today and don't delay. To learn more, go to dhs.gov/real-ID. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the tip of the iceberg. They've been wanting this since 9/11, since 2001, and they passed the Patriot Act. They've been trying to get this real ID. South Carolina hasn't required it, but they want you to get it. But now they're going to all get together, and you're going to have to get it. And that's just the beginning. Because then you're talking about a massive database, national database, where they're all going to track, trace in everybody. And they're selling it to you for, illegal immigration and voter ID and, you know, to keep you safe. Whenever the government says they're going to do something to keep you safe, y'all better, look around and make sure they ain't bullshitting you, because they bullshitting you. So for your liberation, the government wants you to have a real ID. Donald Trump is going to make sure you're safe and secure by taking some of your liberty. Liberation Day. April Fool's is not Liberation Day. Liberation Day is on April 15th. That's Fool's Liberation. They're liberating you of your money. And then Donald Trump says, well, we don't want a CBDC, a central bank digital currency. We want a stable coin. Stable coins. They're going to let the banks print their own stable coins. So you have a digital ID, national database. That's why they're having all these data centers built. $500 billion investment in data centers. AI is going to be running everything. And free speech is dying here in America. Deporting people for speaking freely. First they came for the green card holders, but I didn't say anything. I wasn't a green card holder. Then they came for any American. Shoot, there wasn't anybody else that left to say anything. Then you got the plantation CEO bombing the hell out of brown people in Yemen. Billions upon billions of dollar bills flying out, which you got to borrow from the Federal Reserve, who then prints it out of thin air. At the same time, Trump's calling for lower rates, lower interest rates. Well, the national debt, if the interest rates get up to 5%, they're done. With all this debt rolling over, nobody wants the debt anymore. So Japan and China and all these places are selling their debt. And who's there to buy it? Well, nobody really wants it. So the Federal Reserve's buying it back. So in the end, who gets screwed? Middle class gets screwed by higher prices because of the tariffs, highest prices because of the inflation. And look at the housing market. The reason that it's gone up so high in the last 20 years is because of artificially low rates, driving prices higher and higher and higher. Now, starter homes at over $200,000. Middle class being destroyed. Thanks to what? The Federal Reserve and the monetary system. That Donald Trump, Joe Biden, it doesn't matter which one's behind a resolute desk. They're just puppets on a string. And we're even further down. We're just slaves on the plantation. The plantation of Slavelandia. And real ID, gets us one step closer to a digital hellhole. Right now, you got people on the right cheering for it. Because, too many damn Mexicans, too many illegal immigrants. The border has been left wide open for a reason. Problem, reaction, solution. Now you got Donald Trump, we're sending the military down there to close it off. Well, the real ID is going to help. Blah, blah, blah. All this for your safety and security. They create the problem to get the reaction, to get you to beg for your own slavery. Liberation Day. There is no liberation in the state. The state is anti-human. They all work for the devil. The only way to free yourself is to free yourself from government. And it's 6 inches in between your ears. The idea that they have an authority over you and me and can make any rule or any law into anything they want it to be. That makes a fool of you and me. And a slave. A slave to a beast system. Something else to think about. What are you going to do? When are you going to speak out? When are you going to say no? Till next time.
The state is that organization in society which attempts to maintain a monopoly of the use of force and violence in a given territorial area. It is the only organization in society that obtains its revenue not by voluntary contribution or payment for services rendered, but by coercion.